Hi, welcome back to our podcast, The Ugly Truth About the Girl Next Door. I'm
And
Kate.
I'm Lori.
And today we have another super special guest, Nicole Overkamp. I'm actually going to let you introduce yourself and give your long list of credentials if you want. but I guess just before you do, no, actually, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Yeah, let's do it that way. So, hi, Nicole.
Oh. Thanks. Hi, who am I? Well, the whole background I don't think is super necessary, but I am the founder and CEO of Wilcox Financial Group. It's a boutique financial planning firm for women and couples for the women who choose to be married, and Powerhouse Money Coaching, which is a business and coaching and financial education firm for women specifically. And so, for me, the core of what we're doing is to empower women to live their best life, to own their future, and know that they're worth the effort to get there. And then, part of Powerhouse is that what is so important to me is that it's an impact-driven company. So, not just what we're doing day to day, of course, but in the community and throughout, and then the initiatives that matter.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. So we met Nicole because I don't exactly know how you found the podcast, which I'd love to ask next, but you messaged us after listening to our podcast and basically said, how can I help? And I remember like Facebook stalking you because like, it's 2023. And being like, holy cow, this chick is like legit. Like she's like the shit. Like, oh my God. So I was actually at the first phone call I had with you, I was driving back home from Holiday Valley and I said to my friend Carlo, like, I need you to drive because I need to like hyper focus right now. Cause like this woman is like she has her shit together and like I need to look like I have my shit together. but so we connected and you essentially said, how can I help? And we were like, we want to start a nonprofit. Can you help? Can you help guide us through kind of what does that look like, how to do that effectively? And yeah, here we are, like, I don't even know, probably a year later at this point, right?
It's been a year, actually. Yes, which is wild. I was looking at the dates earlier and I'm like, man, that just, first of all, it evaporated. But second of all, the shit that you have accomplished, Kate, in 1 year and the things that you've been doing like blew my mind. I had to question the timeline a little bit because I'm like, there's no way it's only been that much time since we got going. Not to mention the fact that we didn't start that conversation, or you put weight behind the vision that you had until maybe April, May-ish time, right? So, it hasn't actually even been a year yet.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the amount of shit that has happened in a year, which is
That
also
too.
accurate.
That too. Yeah. I mean, just a lot of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, lots and lots. no, but yeah, so we are forever grateful to Nicole for your help. But I guess the conversation we want to be able to have today, much like our last episode with Lisa Gold Black Grace, if you listen to that, is why say yes to this, right? This is so, I guess just to high level, the podcast is very polarizing. It's been very highly debated. There has been lots of naysayers, lots of support, lots of, but it's very black and white in Western New York. It's very you love us or hate us. My attorney told me that he felt like I was a little bit like Taylor Swift, you either love her or hate her. And I was like, but Joe, if I'm Taylor Swift, then does that make me in my lawsuit era? Anyways, he didn't laugh.
Didn't find that funny. Okay.
No, but it's been very polarizing. And so as a business owner and as a entrepreneur in the Western New York area, why say yes to this? So what does making an impact mean for you and why say the hard yes? Because you didn't have
Yeah.
to.
No, I think there's so many reasons, right? And the first is like my whole being is saying yes to the things that I want to change, right? And the reason I started my financial planning practice was because I wanted to do better. I didn't like the shit that I was seeing. I didn't like how things were being done. I didn't like how women were being treated. I didn't like how sales were more important than results and planning and doing the right thing. And so I started my own firm because I said, they're going left. I want to go right. And this is how it's going to look. And it's going to be different. And that's okay. And I got shit for it. So, like, I'm used to that. And then I heard your podcast many, many years later, by the way. So I've like been a seasoned person to just like take shit, right? And so, and I found your podcast, Kate, because I was listening to Tim Kennedy's book, Scars and Stripes. And at the end of his book, he talks about the problem that exists in America with sex trafficking and the fact that no one gives a shit about it. And, and he was talking about the sting that operation that he was doing. And it got to the point where they were actually going to arrest the people, and the governor of Texas stopped him because there was just too much money involved, too much power involved. And that's where he took that step back and said, like, what are we doing? And he worked on some grassroots initiatives. And so, of course, I'm like little old me going down the Google rabbit hole and saying, like, what is this real? Like, is this actually something that, and of course, I was not at all shocked, but something that exists. And then locally, I couldn't find anything that talked about fixing the problem. There was a lot of, hey, if you've already gone through this, come to our organization. We'll kind of help you, but we're also going to leave you high and dry after you go through step one. And I was like, well, that's so fucking dumb. Like, where are the people talking about this and spreading awareness and then having a solution long term? And of course, that's where I found you and your podcast. And oh, I got into that, and I started listening, and then I stopped listening because I wasn't sleeping, but I wasn't sleeping because I was so angry. Like, I was fantasizing, like fighting people. And then I started listening again, and I got through it because I was doing this 100-mile challenge during the month that I was listening it to. And so, which was perfect, right? Like, thank you for all of that fuel, my friend. And so, but it was one of those things. I want this to change. I don't like it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to do something about it. And so that's really when I reached out to you, and it's hysterical because like I was terrified, number one, like to even reach out because I'm like, oh, they're just going to think I'm a crazy, and I didn't know even, Kate, like how I could help. Literally, I was like, I know a little bit. I know a lot of nothing, but this is not something that you can unhear. And so what's up? Like, what can we do? And that's really where it all started. And for me, it's about moving the needle on stuff that we can move the needle on versus saying, oh, I heard that. How sad, too bad, but it's not my life. So I'm just going to leave this in a corner over there and not think about it ever again. Yet I'm going to take the opportunity to talk about the problem in circles and not do anything about it. Like, that is my Achilles heel. It's like the number one thing that drives me absolutely bonkers about anybody. So,
Is
wow.
that
End rant.
people?
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
Yeah.
that was a very
No,
great
that was
rant.
such
That
a
was
good rant.
fantastic. That was
Love
great.
it.
Very much on point for us today.
Oh,
Yeah. So, but I think what you just said is that idea that it's frustrating for people who can hear it and go, oh, that's sad, and then do nothing about it. Don't ever think about it again. But it's also frustrating when you have people who are like, oh, that's sad, and they talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but they don't actually wade into the waters at all. They just sort of stay there on the shore.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no.
it's messy, and you get shit for it. And I think, we're living in this like snowflake society where people are so afraid to have an opinion, number one, because of the repercussions, right? People are just nasty. They don't seek to understand anymore. They don't want the full picture. They just jump on bandwagon. And so there's that. And then there's the to the point that you guys made earlier in the podcast, like the public end. It's like, well, if I do this, like, what will happen? What will be the outcome? How will it impact my business? And usually I actually always think about how it will impact my business, especially when it comes to politics, and I just stay out of that. But like when it came to you guys, I actually didn't think about that ahead of time. I just like jumped in, and then after the fact, I was like, this is going to probably come up. And, you know, and of course it did, good and bad. But at the end of the day, like, so what? Like, I am who I am, and you can stand behind the beliefs that we hold as an organization and the initiatives that we're going after, or go somewhere else. Right? Like, who cares? And so, but not everybody feels that way because, oh my God, their feelings might be hurt, or they might be told something they don't like, or, ooh, that sounds like painful or messy, or I don't want to address it, you know? And we need to have more of these conversations.
Yeah.
It's just easier not to, is always the bottom line. It's just,
yeah, path of least resistance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I actually like loved most about you when we first met you was I either went to one of your like classes or just in talking to you, I can't remember, but you said like I'm not for everyone and that's okay. Like it's okay if you don't agree with me and so I'm not the person to help you with your finance. Like I'm not for everyone and that's okay. And I thought that was bold, right? Especially living in this world where everyone wants to kind of be somebody and wants to make their mark on society, but not too much of a mark, but enough of a mark, but don't do it that way and don't do it this way. And right? It's like your head starts to spin. So I love that you were, and I felt so confident that you were the right person to help because of that, because it was like, okay, she's not stupid. She knows what she's maybe getting into here. And she's like, hell yes, I'm going to do it anyways. And
yeah,
it has been a game for us, just in the ability to have advice and to have you as a friend and to have you in our world. And to have you talking in those circles about this issue, to have you saying, hey, do you know, did you know that 41% of, you know, to have those statistics being thrown around is huge for us and for the world at large, honestly.
I think one of the things that has frustrated me so much about this whole journey has been honestly some of the women. So again, back to this idea of women coming alongside women and lifting each other up, encouraging, nurturing, pointing in the right direction. I don't think there's probably a woman on the planet who hasn't had some kind of sexually inappropriate experience where somebody has pushed past a boundary. So then why on earth is it so hard for other women to get behind the idea that there is a culture that in some way encourages, enables, turns away from that unfortunate patriarchal structure that allows men to push past women's boundaries? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, you know, and it's like, why are we taking that as normal, you know? And the first thing is like, you know, when I say that I'm not for everyone, like, it's just honest, right? And if we're not going to have conviction in what we believe in, then what's the point, you know? And I think we need to decide who we are, who we're becoming, and what we're going after. And the reality is, and this is, you know, for everybody listening and who maybe has thought about doing something but has been afraid, is like, there's always two paths. There's the path of thinking, there's the path of doing, and you have not made a decision until you've taken action to validate it, right? And that's just the cold hard truth. And then like all of the women and that I have talked to that have had some level of experience of sexual abuse or pushing that boundary, you know, and shit, guys, like it happened to me, like until I went out on my own. And even when I did, it was awful. And when I first started, and the advisors who were being inappropriate and doing what they were doing to me, I laughed it off. I laughed it off because I didn't know how to handle it. And I knew if I said something, it would be my fault. And so I ignored it. And then the older I became and the more that, you know, conversations I had, I was like, oh, wow, like this happens everywhere. It's not just me. Okay, great. Like, and again, still idiot, like just marched on. And then I went out on my own. And but of course, didn't have confidence like, oh, I can't really do it on my own because why would I be able to do that? So I partnered with this other dude and firm and, he, you know, big guy, so successful. It got so inappropriate that I was like scared, like legitimately scared. And Sarah, my work wife, you know, but she didn't want me to be alone with him. And again, I still, and it took me a couple of years to finally say, fuck you, I'm not working with you anymore. I'm going to do this on my own. And once I released myself of that, like, you know, acceleration, but there was always this, like, and in the world of financial services, there's no HR, nobody gives a fuck. And so if I would have spoken up, because he was such a huge producer, I would have been wrong. And even when I said things like, he's inappropriate, he's this, he's that, guess what the response was? The response was, well, whatever. Like, in today's day and age, this is not going back 20 years, 10, like, this is very recent, very, very recent, 7 years ago. And so, you know, it's just this like, oh, well, that's just what happens. Like then stop or let it go. But then when you're being stalked and chased and messaged relentlessly, you feel as a woman, and especially, and you know this, and I mean, you're totally next level. We're not even on that level, but I mean, for the women who have experienced this, it's like, when are we going to find a voice to stand up, to talk about it, and to just not have a stigma around the shit that happens all the damn time? And I didn't even go through anything traumatizing, and I still didn't talk about it, because it would have been my fault. And so that's the crazy thing, you know, and so to take that, and that's just like a little scratch into all the things that you're talking about. How can we as women, who again, talk about the things we want to change, talk about the statistics, talk about all of this stuff and complain, but not actually do. That is like the definition of being a martyr. And we don't like hearing that because it sounds horrible. But if we're not going to be honest, that is not the kind thing to do. It makes you a fucking liar. And so these are the things and the taboo topics that we do need to raise our voice about. And Kate, like, you're an extreme example of that in all of the women who have been affected. Like, so that's where the fire came from, right? Is like, holy shit, like, this is something that, and I didn't even know, I'll admit, like, I had no idea that family-based sex trafficking and what I've learned of it was actually even a thing. You know, Tim Kennedy was talking about you know, all the other types, really, and some family, but like not to this extent, you know, and you guys did such a phenomenal job of educating, right, on that too, through story. So it was intriguing to listen to, where I think it was almost like that you can't turn it off, but then now, and for everybody who listens to your podcast, you guys, like, let's do this, you know, let's change these things that make our ears bleed.
So that's been our kind of beating drum message the last probably 6 months of Mezzo has been, okay, it was one thing when the podcast was, oh my God, this happened. And I think you hit it right on the head. You know, this happened in my local city. This happened in my neighborhood. I knew her. I know her parents, you know, whatever. But at some point we have to pop up out of that and say, but guys, this is happening across the country. Mm-hmm. This is happening to 41% of all trafficking victims. There are children who are being depicted in sexual abuse material, you know, child pornography, who are under the age of 11. They're, you know, prepubescent children. And yet, what are we doing about it? Right. And so, yeah, Lori and I didn't walk into her office one day and say, like, hey, you want to start a podcast and eventually a nonprofit? Like, that's super not my goal in life. And yet,
yes, here it is. Because,
sorry. But what are we going to do about it? And it's, that's like, whole conversation is weird timing, because today we literally had this like
meltdown.
Like, that's why we looked away today, because it's this feeling of, what are we going to do to just sit with the
bullshit that just keeps happening?
Yeah,
it's the stupid people that keep being stupid, that just keeps happening.
Yeah, it's very hard to sit with, and it's also very hard to, it's like learning about different victims and people who have been through the same things. We're going to do a different episode about this, an article about independent investigations like Grace. And this woman talking about her horrific experience with that, and how just heinous and how re-traumatizing it was. It's both validating in that, like, oh my God, it wasn't me, and also enraging because it's like, oh my God, but who's talking about this, right? And so that idea of we have to stop just talking and now we have to start doing, which is the whole point of mezzo, right? We could not sit any longer and let it just, no one's talking about it, services for it, but oh well.
And I think that that's what powerhouse money does, right? It's about you saw a gap in what was available for women. And you said, okay, if not me, then who? Who's going to fill this gap? I guess it's going to be me.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Laura. You just like created my new business tagline.
Well, if not me, then who?
We're here for that, Nicole. Yep. We are here for that.
Right.
In marketing. Yeah. But true. Yes. You know, and as you're saying that, I'm getting goosebumps. And look, like the other reality is, like, no one's coming to save us. Right. You know, and if we want to see this stuff, we have to start being advocates. Advocates for each other and truly caring. Like it is a place of love. It is a place of integrity. It is a place of togetherness and the ability to be human and give a shit. Like we are all more alike than we are different, and we need that support and human connection. And life is so boring to go through it at this surface level. And like, sure, it's not painful that way. Sure, it's comfortable that way. But are we really making an impact and feeling good about it? You know, like when you go to bed at night, like, do you feel like you gave it your all? Did you wake up in the morning with a fire in your belly? Like what lights you up, you know? And for, I know a lot of women, it is actually helping others and making an impact, but like, what are you doing that? Are you thinking about it is really the big question. And I think it is for a lot of people and everyone, again, we go through life. I'm so tired. I don't have time for that. Like, what? Yeah. Okay. We all have a lot of shit going on. Like, I mean, you guys are, you don't even, you have a lot going on, but you're also like walking through the swamp that like, you know, and then you're like toes keep getting nibbed by like piranhas in the swamp. Right. And,
that's our new analogy.
And like, meanwhile, that's my new you're analogy. Still, yeah. Like trying to get through it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Like they, you know, yeah. And it's like, well, you know, we, in women, like, and that's the other thing, like women are the people who need to speak up about this, not men, women, like, because we need to also show that we've got the strength in numbers, but then the voice to clearly articulate, not complain, to clearly articulate the change we want to see. Right. And I think that is also a place where, and this is by no means, this is going to come out wrong. And I don't mean it to, but I'm just going to roll with it. Like men aren't strong enough to do it, period. We are. And to make a good point of that, like when I told my husband about your podcast and I said the premise of it and he listened for 5 seconds and he had to turn it off because he couldn't handle it. And he got so angry and he couldn't understand. He couldn't wrap his head around it. You know, and meanwhile, he's got, you know, dealing with certain things, but he just didn't have the capacity to digest it. And that is it, probably not the only guy who feels that way. And it's easier for guys too, to cut emotion, right? As well, and compartmentalize, where us, like it is fluid and it is part of who we are and what we're doing. And so I think that in itself, like we just need to wake up.
I guess I was just thinking about, again, the fact that, yes, we understand that men and boys are also victims, but not at the same rate that women and girls are. And so the rest of the story for men is like I said, I don't think they're, I don't know how a woman gets to adulthood and does not have some kind of an experience where some man or boy has pushed past their boundary. And so it's way easier for women to truly empathize, to truly care deeply about this issue. And, but it's also easy to be like, well, I got through it and it wasn't the end of the world. And like, I laughed it off and okay, sorry. I'm like,
I'm fine now.
But the other, right. I'm fine now. The other thing I was thinking about, Nicole, when you were talking about your experience was, many women who've been sexually harassed have had that very experience where, like, by the time you can figure out how to react, the moment has passed and you're left going like, wait, did that really happen?
Yeah.
Or was it really as bad as I thought it was? But yet we struggle to that a sexual assault survivor might take some time to tell their story, to tell about their experience. Why? I don't
know. Right. Well, you know, the irony in that whole point, Lori, is that is the first time that I've actually said this on a public forum, which is hilarious. It just like, and I record, isn't that hilarious?
No.
I recorded a podcast about it actually, and I deleted it, and I didn't, because I was like, oh my God, what are people going to think? And is this appropriate? And, and so here we have it, but, and I know that there's thousands of other women who have experienced the same thing. And I think for me, it's just like a reminder of like, yes, I am strong, but yes, I want to take a stand or speak up about it. I actually have a picture. So this gentleman sent me a photograph of a check made out to me for $50,000. And, you know, if you let me come over, let's have a late night meeting. This is yours. Here's this $50,000 check. Now, I had also just started my business. So like, you know, I think he was thinking like, of course, like this is exactly what she, you know, and so I, number one, and, but now I have that photo saved on my desktop. It's just like a reminder, right? Of like, yep, I've been there. I wasn't who I needed to be in that moment, but I'll be damned if I am going to continue to be complacent and quiet forevermore on any topic, right? On any topic that I'm passionate. And so it's like that little reminder, right? Yeah. And for me, that's what I keep like right in the corner. And
Nicole,
and that's that.
That is badass. Who are you? That's like fucking incredible that you like
you
a reminder to like, that's incredible. Like I'm
the only part of that narrative that I would change is that you said that in that moment, I wasn't what I needed to be.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. I wish I would have like screenshot it and put it on Instagram. And no, I'm just kidding.
Right?
But of course, like I felt guilty, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to ruin his reputation. He's got a wife and kids. And like, what the fuck goes through our mind when that is like, he is in the wrong. I am not yet. I am feeling bad about like airing his dirty laundry. Like,
yep.
Because this is the cultural norm. Like even watch women. Mm-hmm. Women's
That's
body
right.
Language is small, right? We keep our arms here. We sit small. Men, it's like the sprawl, right? We don't want to take up too much space or too much oxygen.
Balls out. Yeah.
Right? The whole nine yards, right? I know. Women won't even gesture.
Yeah.
I think it's hard when we come across women though, who sustain that cultural norm, right? We had a woman who we were calling out her husband.
Yeah.
He was like a coach at a Christian school for girl. It was a whole thing. And the wife actually sent us pictures of her children and said, like pleaded. And it was like, how are you not concerned about your children? Your husband is a pedophile and you're begging us not to make, okay, cool.
Image.
Again.
Like what society are we that we're more worried about what people think about us than we are about the actual well-being of the humans we care about?
Right. Okay. Well, we want people to hear this, and I want you to hear this too, Nicole. Like, it is about, are you growing? Right. So who maybe like what your fears were, where you were at that moment in time when you didn't post that to Instagram. It's not who you are today, because here you are out here on the limb with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And doing the hard things. Right. So anybody who's listening to us who like, you're like, oh, that's me. Like I have been small and quiet and I have like enabled in some of these other ways. Okay. But are you still, or are you growing? Right. Are you going to show up at the summit and learn how to be a powerhouse? Right.
Exactly. Right? Yes.
Coming.
Okay. So can we talk before, because we are so far on a rant right now, and like we have
the perfect- look, another rabbit hole. Yeah. and yeah, like we're not designed to just like stay the same. Like we're here to grow, and who you were before isn't who you are moving forward. And so like that headspace is toxic, right? Mm-hmm. It's even like I talk to clients all the time who like say, I'm bad with money, I've always been bad with money, my family's bad with money. Like, yeah, okay, well, that's what was in the past. You choose how you want to move forward and how you want to own that story. And it's always a new story, right? It's like that stupid corny saying at the, you know, it's the blank page of another 365 days. It like, I hate that, but like also it's true, right? Like, so in any event, the summit, wow, squirrel, I swear, like we're probably the three worst people.
A little bit.
Stay focused on the topic, right? But the summit is March 8th. So we still have some tickets available. I am super stoked about this. And the whole impetus for the summit was, number one, I put it on my vision board, exactly a year and a month ago, that I wanted to do a summit for women to empower them. I didn't know the details, what it would be about. And I knew I wanted to give the profits to a nonprofit. And then of course, here comes my conversation with Kate. I had zero thinking in between that vision board detail and then my conversation with you. And then it's like, this is it, right? This is it. This is what we're doing. And so the cool thing is that we are bringing in speakers and talking about the things at the summit that women need, but there are tools for your toolkit to allow you to get more of what you want, right? So the big reason too why I'm doing this is like I hear all the time, I don't really have a strong support system, or I have friends, but they're on a different frequency as me. And I need to change my circle to help me level up. I feel like they don't get it, or they love me, but sometimes those conversations are just toxic. And so it's a space for you to find other like-minded women and get a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah. Like grow and put yourself in a room where you can have conversations and connect with women who are flying on that high frequency, who are ambitious, who are willing to stretch the rubber band and grow. And one of the speakers that I'm bringing in, Andrea Houston, she's a TED Talk coach. She's an expert when it comes to communication. And she actually is an author. She Lead Like a Woman is her podcast, like just incredible. And she's going to talk about how to communicate with impact, because how many of you have gotten tongue-tied, or you weren't sure how to articulate how you were feeling without sounding like a bitch, or to convince someone that you were worth more, or so many things. Like communication is one of the most critical components that you need to excel in life, in communicating well to win like a woman. And so, and that comes with confidence. And so she's going to give you those tools that you need for taking that away and knowing exactly how to tweak how you're telling your story or being your own advocate, which brings me to Marina, who is another speaker. And both of these women, by the way, are out of town. They are coming in and they are donating their time to speak because they have so much conviction in the cause of the summit and supporting you, Kate. And they are very expensive to go see normally. So this is also a huge opportunity, you guys. Like you're paying thousands to talk to these women elsewise, and here they are. And Marina is going to talk about the significance of building your personal brand. Whether you own a business or you're an employee, having a personal brand in today's day and age where everything is AI driven and people feel and look the same, the message is like, it is the ability to learn how to be your best advocate, but authentic. Authenticity, to have a voice, to have a brand, to be a thought leader, and to actually stand out, you know, in that field of flowers. I see the, like, for those of you who aren't seeing the video, there's a big, huge picture behind Kate and Lori of a sunflower field. You know, like you want to be the outlier, right? And then Rosanna Berardi, she founded Berardi Immigration Law. She is a mom. She has grown her firm to like a one man, one woman band to many, many employees. And she's constantly voted one of the best places to work. And that's culture. It's leadership. It's the ability to do a lot of things without burning yourself out. Because as women, we lead by example. And I know that none of us want our daughters or our children to see us stressed in exhausted all of the time and not really knowing what direction we're going in. And so she's going to talk about how to get more done without doing anything at all and some of those hacks and how that we can take away from that. And I'm going to be talking about how to combine your passion and your purpose with wealth building and really digging into some of those concepts that like mess us up when it comes to money. And, you know, building wealth is like 5% technical, 95% mindset, habit, behavior, what you're doing. And so I want to talk about those real things that are standing in our way. And we're saving the best for last, the most important part of the conference. Kate and Lori are going to be talking, sharing, you guys are going to share your story. And I also am excited for you to educate the audience, all women, many of which have kids, like, and these are not your normal, like run-of-the-mill women. They are women with a voice. They are women who are ambitious, that care and want to take action. They are action takers. And so that is the other thing is like, this is like full of badassery. And I'm super stoked, you know, to have you guys on that stage and sharing it and really like lighting up the room to get them excited to not just stand with you, but stand behind you and help push you up to really where you guys are going, where you need to be. And so the profits of the summit, of course, are going to be donated back to Mezzo Allies. We have really great auction items as well that small businesses have donated. The door prize, which my company purchased, is a Gucci bag. Who doesn't want one of those? So I like lots of those. So don't miss an opportunity. It's not very money bitch of me, but whatever. Let's call it speed speed. You know, come. I got distracted by Gucci. Come to the summit and connect with the women that you need to be surrounded by to not just like give you that extra energy, but like, I don't know, are you in a funk? Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you just need to get inspired, right? Or maybe like a warm hug. I don't know. Everybody needs a hug. And to learn tangible things and then to be in a space where we can use our collective power to give back to a cause that means so much. And this is a cause, like Mezzo is grassroots. Like they don't have big funding. They don't have huge grants rolling in. There's not a lot of support financially at this point. And so our dollars matter. They matter a lot. You know, you guys donate to Mezzo Allies, like, and it makes a significant difference. They feel it when you donate to some of these bigger nonprofits, although they're all amazing causes, they're not feeling your $100. Like Mezzo is living off of that right now so that they can continue to use that money and go out there and educate and speak. Because the other thing that I think is a disconnect is like, they're not getting paid to do this. Like they need to fund a lot of these trips to spread the message to then get opportunities for more funding. And so when you're starting a nonprofit, like there's big expense to that, that they've been bankrolling themselves. And so I just want you guys to understand that this is so important and meaningful, and that you have the opportunity to not just help yourself and get what you need, but you have the opportunity to truly make a difference with this summit. So
we're so excited for the summit. Honestly, all the things that you just said, having the ability to, I've been to a couple of your smaller events and every time I leave just being like, who are these people and how have I not met them before? Like what? So having a room full of women who are there to learn and there to better themselves and there to support someone else, is a different experience for me. we're super excited. We're excited and we're also excited to, hand this information over to people who can make a difference, who can like you, Nicole, have those conversations in their circles of influence, which are very influential circles, and start to shift the tide a bit in the narrative of human trafficking, in how we approach victims and in how we support them. And how do we do that better? So yeah, we're so excited. So please, yes, to everyone who's listening, please come. So I don't want to speak out of turn or say things that I don't know 100%, but if you're coming from out of town, hotel situations, because we do have a lot of listeners who are kind of across the globe. So what is the hotel situation if you wanted to come from out of town? Nicole.
So we do have a group discount rate at the Hampton Inn in Williamsville on Main Street. I actually have a number of clients coming in from out of town who are super excited for this, and they're making a weekend of it. I mean, Buffalo, New York, come on. If you haven't seen Niagara Falls, you don't know what you're missing. But it's the experience, right? So there is a discount there. If you want any references to maybe local Airbnbs or other places to stay, depending on, like, feel free to DM me on Instagram as well. But definitely accommodations are there. And that's the other reason why we're doing this on a Friday. So that way, you know, come in on a Thursday night, stay Friday. You've got the weekend to do whatever it is that you want to do and go home, and you can still get your poop in a group for the week on Sunday. So.
Amazing. Awesome. We're so
gonna
excited.
Be great.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for everything. Honestly, this conversation was, like, even just today in this moment, like, we're so grateful for you across the board, but today in this moment, like, we needed this conversation as much as the podcast needed our listeners needed. So thank you as always. And yeah, you can get your tickets for the summit. We will post them on our social medias. You can also go to Nicole's website, which we will post and link to in the show notes. So lots of different ways that you can click that. So, all right.
Thanks again.
As always, thank you.
Guys.